This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. International social issues usually aren't tied to the war on terrorism, but portions of a new documentary suggest that seemingly hopeless outbreaks of AIDS, poverty, and hunger can create so-called failed states that become breeding grounds for terrorists. The four-part public television series, which begins tonight, is called Avoiding Armageddon. It includes interviews with leaders in the war on terror, such as CIA Director George Tenet, who is among those worried about social crises in the developing world.
It is important for us to take a non-traditional issue, something you don't normally associate with your intelligence community, because we believe it has real implications on what we call the hard issues. It all migrates to us in one way or another.
CIA Director George Tenet. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams spoke with one of the experts featured in the PBS documentary.
Bruce Hoffman studies international terrorism for the RAND Corporation. He generally agrees with Director Tenet, but he notes that some of the September 11th hijackers, for example, were Saudi Arabian graduate students from comfortable backgrounds. Even so, he says terrorist organizations often recruit from areas of the world crippled by hunger, poverty, and bigotry.
Terrorists themselves take advantage of areas that they feel, firstly, are susceptible to manipulation, but also where perhaps the authorities in those countries aren't paying attention.
Dr. Hoffman, if you were to address the notion of trying to prevent terrorism, not through military means, but by building political, economic structures that would undermine terrorist recruitment, how would you do that?
You need to provide services to citizens of countries that they expect. Too often this hasn't been the case, and this is why radical charities, for example, have stepped in to fill the void. Medical clinics that dispense medical care to people and therefore not only get their allegiance, but develop a patronage situation that extends to other social welfare activities. They give them jobs, for example. They place them in employment opportunities.
So if you're the United States, and you say, you know what, at some point, though, you have to have a show of power. In part, that's what you're doing in Iraq. Is that at odds with the strategy you just described, or can it be a complement in terms of addressing human need?
Well, it would be wonderful if we could achieve these kinds of changes in countries by subtle pressure, but often, especially with dictatorial regimes such as Saddam Hussein's, unfortunately, you have to break the back of the regime the same way you have to break the back of the terrorist organization, and then create a climate where people can participate in society without fear even to their personal safety. Once that's established, then I think it's absolutely critical to move on in providing the other services that citizens expect and that win their confidence and win their trust.
Moving beyond Iraq, let's talk for a second about then addressing some of the more pressing human needs worldwide. For example, AIDS. Is AIDS and the threat of AIDS a potential breeding ground for terrorism?
You can't point to any one accelerant for terrorism. It usually plays into a wider societal malaise or societal problems. Certainly, AIDS could figure into that. When you have an environment or a society, for example, where children are growing up without their parents because they've perished from AIDS, where armies and security forces are riven with this disease, and therefore not only are they themselves incapable of maintaining order, but the recruitment pool is similarly dried up. I mean, obviously you have a very ripe situation for terrorism and violence.
When you look at the immigration patterns worldwide today, more people coming from the southern hemisphere moving towards the north, increased rates of immigration in so many of the European countries, does this also contribute to tensions that might lead to terrorism?
Where the pattern you described worries me is the reason that people are becoming immigrants. The immigrants that are coming northward or eastward or westward are in fact still a small percentage of the population that is still left behind. That's where I think you have the genesis of terrorism and of unrest. And one has to think too, particularly with the fertility rates in many of these societies, countries that are already have difficulties in feeding their existing populations, that in the future, something like hunger could emerge as even a more potent generator for violence or terrorism or warfare than ideology or even religion has in the past.
Dr. Hoffman, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bruce Hoffman studies international terrorism for the RAND Corporation. The link between social issues and terrorism is addressed in part 4 of the documentary series Avoiding Armageddon, which begins tonight on PBS. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.